Yevamoth Yerushalmi, corresponding to Yoros Bavli, Daf Tzadi Hei. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Nun Zayin on the base, on the last line of the page, Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba, you should say, Baham Nuna, Rabbi Vera, Rabbehan Amrin, Zeu Rosh HaShaperek. Rabbi Abba, Baham Amnuna, and Rabbi Vera said that in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi said that anyone who forbids others forbids to himself. Anyone who does not forbid others does not forbid to himself. It refers to the beginning of the perek, meaning one who remarried based on one witness and her husband returned. Ma'am Rabbi Yosef B'Shar HaKol HaDvarim, who asked in the second Mishnah, that Rabbi Yosef said that her ksuba is against her first husband's property, and like the first Tana, to hold that she totally lost her ksuba. What does Rabbi Yosef say about the other finds? If you're in Adar, Rabbi Yosef Omer Kol Shehu Poisel Al Yedei Achirim, Poisel Al Yedei Atzmo. As we learn from our Mishnah, Rabbi Yosef says that anyone who forbids others forbids to himself. Anyone who does not forbid others does not forbid to himself. And Rabbi Abba Hamnuna and Rabbi Zera both said, this refers to the beginning of the perek of one who we married based on one witness and has been returned. Milah b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish aches ishtoi nesua hoyal b'hu poisel aydei achirim poisel aydei atzmei. Milah quoting Rish Lakish says that if his wife's sister was married and she married plainly because she heard that also her husband died, since plainly forbids to others because she becomes forbidden to her husband, plainly forbids to himself. Aches ishtoi pnuya hoyal b'ina poisel aydei achirim ina poisel aydei atzmei. If his wife's sister was single, since he does not forbid to others, he does not forbid to himself. Rabbi La, quoting Rish Lakish, said, when his wife's sister was married and she married plainly, she needs a get from her husband. Plainly's wife looks like Achayis Gushosli, and therefore she's forbidden to him. Hechavida. Amisha says that if they told the man that his wife died and he married her paternal sister, he told him his wife died and he married her maternal sister, etc. If all were found to be alive, he submitted to his first, third, and fifth wives. How is this that they are not sisters? Gova isle barta v'choga v'insu isla barta v'choga v'asfun v'nadein v'olidun barta v'shaye min chugosa didza. And says, Reuben had a daughter and a stepdaughter, and a woman, well, Sarah had a daughter and a stepdaughter, and Reuben married Sarah, and they had a daughter. Amishah begins with another man who married Sarah's stepdaughter. His successive marriages were to his wife's paternal sister, which is Sarah's first daughter, her maternal sister, which is Sarah's daughter from Reuben, her paternal sister, which is Reuben's first daughter, and her maternal sister, which is Reuben's stepdaughter.